No, it's not cabbage slaw. Bringing you another vegetable to take to the grill and smoke with wood for exceptional flavor. This time we focus on cabbage, a fiber-rich, leafy vegetable that has been known to help with so many conditions. We will take wedges of cabbage, paint them with a spicy Dijon sauce, and wood fire them for about an hour using an indirect cooking method. Get your gas grill or charcoal grill ready for our version of a smoked cabbage that you'll want to make again and again. It's all in the sauce. To bring a super flavorful taste to our wood-fired cabbage, we'll first make the spicy sauce that will brush on each cabbage wedge. Start by gathering the following ingredients: 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon sea salt or kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon fresh ground pepper, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons chopped sun-dried tomatoes, 1 tablespoon chopped cilantro. This will be a paste-like consistency once all the ingredients are combined. For the cabbage preparation, simply cut off the hard root end, cut in half, then cut each half in half. In the end, you will cut 6 wedges for the grill. 1 hour of smoky goodness. After preheating the grill, it's time to set up the 2-zone cooking using single or double fillet wood chunks from Smokin'Licious. Once heated, turn all but 1 burner off and place the wood chunks on the heat shield of the lit burner. If cooking on a charcoal grill, place the charcoal and wood to one side of the grill. Brush on the spicy Dijon sauce on each cabbage wedge. I'm cooking the wedges on a sheet pan placed on the unlit side of the grill. Let these cook for at least an hour. You'll know they are ready when a knife inserted through the wedge passes through easily. A sauce to finish it off. While the spicy cabbage wedges smoke and cook on the grill, it's time to get the ingredients ready for the finishing sauce. Start by gathering 3 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons minced scallion, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon minced garlic, a pinch of salt, and pepper. Combine all the ingredients into a saucepan and cook over medium heat until well combined. Keep the sauce warm until the cabbage is ready, making sure that the butter does not separate from the other ingredients. Once the cabbage is tender and lightly charred, it's time to remove it from the grill, plate, and spoon on the finishing sauce. With the tang of Dijon, sweetness of the sun-dried tomato and scallion, and smokiness from the hickory wood, this is cabbage like you've never had before. This is filling enough to eat as a meal or makes the perfect side to beef, pork, and chicken. One of the best things about this recipe is it needs very little attention while on the grill. Enjoy not only the flavor benefits of this dish, but the health benefits as well. We hope this is soon to become a favorite vegetable recipe of yours. We need your comment and rating, so subscribe and follow us so you don't miss a thing. We always welcome your suggestions on recipes and techniques you want to learn about. We are your source for all things wood-fired, providing tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire.